So the only place where things are cheaper is with beverages, but with meat and dairy prices, they have gone up. All right. So food and non-alcoholic beverages priced edged up by a monthly average of 0.3% in May. And for the third consecutive month, an annual inflation for this category was 4.4%, which was identical to April's reading, right? Mm-hmm. So meat prices climbed by 5.5% over the past 12 months, but registered a 0.1% fall between April and May. And stewing beef prices are 2.1% lower than they were in April. So yes, this drop in inflation has somewhat affected food prices, but not significantly. So you won't see the difference. Does that make sense?
It does, but I think the reason we can't see the difference is because now we eat so much. That's what other people are also not realizing, that now when they buy groceries, they buy more than what they actually needed to buy when they had to be at work every day.
True. True. Very true. So that's why the cost is more than what
you were paying. It seems like, yeah, you feel like, because now I have to buy.
Yes.
Instead of buying a 10 kg of mealy meal, I must get maybe like a 12.5. That bit of sense that you add, obviously now your budget for your grocery is going to be more because now you're getting bigger things. But yeah.
Yes, that makes sense. That does make sense. So another thing is that the prices of dairy products climbed by 3.7% from April and by 7.1% from May 2019. And the oils and fats index rose by 2.3% from April, recording an annual rise of 8.3%. So this was an increase, right? And margarine prices saw a monthly increase of 3.6%. So overall, prices for food increased, but only select few had decreased.
Yes.
All right. And you'll probably also maybe see slight changes after the inflation price has dropped, but not that much. The only thing that this thing is highly likely to affect is interest rates, but also the Reserve Bank is saying that not significantly. Yes, like there might be a change, but they also need to check the monetary policy and the interest rate policy to see whether there is room for change or whether it can still be left the same and they adjust other things. So the only thing that it will really, really massively affect is interest rates. But with regards to food and so on, not so much. So decreases were seen across most non-alcoholic beverage products with an overall month-to-month price drop of 2.4%. Have you been buying non-alcoholic beverages to notice this?
Well, I don't, so
I don't either. I didn't really see it. But the prices for hot beverages such as tea and coffee actually fell by 1.9% between April and May, with instant coffee prices in particular declining by 4.2%, and cold beverage prices fell by 2.7% over the same period. But overall, even with this being said, even with the consumer inflation rate falling to its lowest in 15 years, because the economy has gone through so many drastic changes because of the pandemic, there are many adjustments that have to be made. In certain instances, the price of food can't exactly drop because the economy is suffering and they need to make money one way or another to continue the circulation of money
in the economy yes.
And you know, trading within the economy. So if they drop it, yes, you're highly likely to buy more, but it doesn't give them the return that they need
to keep the economy flowing.
Yes. So it's a catch-22. Is this a good thing? Maybe if you are a person that is concerned with interest rates, if you're a person that's really just concerned with the price of foods and stuff, then only with certain products that you have, all right? But what I want to find out from you is, have you noticed a change in the cost of the things that you've bought or that you have been buying? And what has changed? Has it gone up? Has it gone lower? Send us your tweets. Let us know. Hashtag the Urban Brunch at UJFM on Twitter. But right now, it's exactly